We welcome you to Training CD 87 from the 2006 Young Living Annual Convention, a highly informative lecture by Dr. David Hill on internal cleansing of the body for better health and greater energy. And now here's Dr. Hill to share this exciting information.
I see a lot of faces I recognize, and you need to know that I'm really excited to be here. I am because I consider this to be a great opportunity. I really do. I don't know anywhere else where I could be. Even when I was in private practice, I didn't get the amount of satisfaction I get from being here and visiting with individuals like yourself and sharing with you things that I believe are critical for us to do on a daily basis or that we can choose to do if we want to. And I say choose because it's always about our own personal choice. If we will do them, we will become more healthy. And I want to focus in today on what it means to cleanse. Now, when I first went to Young Life Research Clinic, it was all new to me. And when I got to the colonic hallway, the hall of fame, as we used to call it, when I got to the colonic hallway, I just found easy ways to avert that and go in other directions. And I'm a big fan for colonics, and I think you should do them. I just don't think you should have the kind of experience I did on your first one. I went to one of my staff members kind of sheepishly, and I said, I think maybe I need to cleanse. And she goes, oh, you want a colonic? Could we talk about this maybe in my office? That would be... And so I convinced her that, yes, I would like to come in. And she said, okay, come on in. And I made the mistake as we were finishing, being totally embarrassed the whole time, of saying, you know, the only thing that could have made this experience worse from an embarrassment standpoint, I'm referring to, was if the entire staff had known about this. My friends tell me all the time, I'm on a very steep learning curve. And I'm starting to understand why that is. Because you know what happened, right? I fixed my hair. I tied my tie. Just sneak out. I opened the door and there's my whole staff. Yay! Is that how you feel about cleansing? Because sometimes that's how I feel about it. It's like we should be excited because something that should be very normal to us, we get excited because it has happened yet again. And so I want to talk with you today about some things that you and I do that stimulate the process of cleansing within our body. There's really two distinct views of cleansing. And the first one is that cleansing should be a slow, gentle process. And the other is that cleansing should be an aggressive, fast process. And I'm going to tell you there's a place for both. You and I both know that there's a need for cleansing. All the toxicity that we're exposed to on a daily basis, none of this is going to come as a surprise. If you were to dump in just 1 year the amount of air we breathe, the food that we eat, the water that we drink, if you were to dump all those toxins into semi-trailers, you could line semis up from Los Angeles, California, all the way to Des Moines, Iowa. That's how much we're exposed to. On a daily basis, we're exposed to more toxins in 1 day than our grandparents were exposed to in an entire lifetime. And that's the way that our world has changed. And chemicals, of the 70,000 some odd chemicals that are now in use regularly, commercially within our country, the Environmental Protection Agency says, guess what, 65,000 of them, if not definitely, at least are considered to be extremely harmful and potentially dangerous to your health. Most of them, many of them, carcinogenic. That has detrimental effects for us. It may surprise you to know that every day in this country, every single day, we are testing for approval somewhere between 5 and 6,000 new chemicals to be used. Why? Because you can't patent anything that's natural. And so for me to make money at it, I've got to turn it into a chemical. And that's far-reaching in every aspect of our life. There's a division in terms of what you do to counteract toxicity. This is an interesting statement. This comes from a gastroenterologist. Dr. Michael Pico is a medical doctor, works for the Mayo Clinic, and he says, doctors don't recommend colon cleansing for health or to prevent disease. Now, that's a somewhat of a controversial remark when you look at other doctors like Joel Fuhrman, who said fasting and natural diet, though essentially unknown as a therapy, should be the first treatment when someone discovers that she or he has a medical problem. Now, I would modify that a little bit by saying it's not when you discover you have a medical problem that you would want to do that. What we're going to talk about today is the opportunity for you to cleanse gently on a regular basis so that you're preventative in the measures that you're taking to restore your health, or in this case, maintain your health. There's a lot of signs and symptoms associated with toxic stress. And some of you can look up there and you can maybe recognize them. Obesity, inflammation, poor digestion, fatigue, headache. All types of syndromes where we lose our ability to think. What about cognitive function, for example? I just seem to have a brain fog. I'm just not connecting things the way that I used to. Another sign of toxicity. Skin irritation and skin rashes. There's a lot of questions you could ask yourself about whether or not you're toxic or what is your risk for toxicity.